All right, welcome back to another episode of Argue This. We're back with Trani Wani.
Yo.
And Alex the Truck. In quite a mood today. So we're going to go right off into the deep end. Tron doesn't even know what we're talking about.
Oh, wait. I didn't even ask what we're talking about because I already had plans to hijack some stuff.
Okay, hijack. Just go ahead and hijack.
All right. So I am talking, arguing with the guy in Logic, right?
Yep.
First of all, let me ask you a question.
Can't argue with the guys in Logic. We're both fucking logical beings.
Let me ask you a question. So when it comes to statistics, right?
Mm-hmm. They're made up.
Do you believe the number straight up, or do you believe that there has to be context when you're using statistics?
Did you know that 63% of statistics are made up?
I think you're making that up.
No. It's true. Look it up.
I think you're making that up. I don't think that's a pure research statistic.
That's pure researched.
But so the reason why I asked this question is because this guy's like, so first he was arguing about like trans people using the bathroom, right? And then out of left field, he randomly brings up, yeah, it's not me being biased. Same as like if I say black people commit twice as much crimes as white people. It's statistically true. So when I see a black person, I assume that they've committed a crime statistically more than the white person they're next to. And they've committed black crimes. That's not prejudice, is it? I'm like, yes, that is prejudice. That's prejudice and bias.
No, black guys have committed black crimes and white guys have committed white crimes. The same rate. So there's some crimes that cross over, like murder. Obviously, that crosses over. White guys will murder their wives all the fucking time. And, you know, black guys will murder other fucking black guys. It's just a murder crossover. But white crimes is like getting a water cup and then getting soda anyway. Still a fucking crime. You're still stealing. That's still theft. You know. And black crimes is like, yeah, I smoked a blunt in Texas. It's illegal.
So, you're saying white people don't smoke blunts in Texas?
Much less, because they don't know how.
They
don't even know what a blunt is. They're like, I'm going to smoke a joint with my zigzag.
Okay, so even if white, no. There's not racial crimes. There's not no race commits more crimes than
I mean, like, you know, fucking Japanese commit fucking, you know, crimes of modifying their cars to ugly proportions, but they're fucking really good at building the cars, so I don't really count that as like a cancel out crime.
And then
Mexicans will fucking steal Hondas all the fucking time.
No. So touching back on what you're talking about,
have you ever seen a Mexican get a water cup and then get soda with it? It doesn't happen. Have you seen a Mexican come into a movie theater with fucking food in their pockets? No, they have a backpack full of food. Full of, like, you know, delicious Mexican food, and it doesn't stink up the fucking theater. It, like, makes it smell better. Like, oh, man, this is fucking good. You know, fucking homemade tortillas with, you know, frijoles and, you know, whatever meat they have, el pastor.
So
the fucking theater smells good, and like people are like upset because they have fucking shitty popcorn and a slushie while these fucking Mexicans back there are eating delicious food while watching a fucking boring movie they can't understand.
First hot take. Anyone who's eating popcorn when there's a kettle corn option, you're already choosing wrong.
Why the fuck would there be kettle corn? I haven't been to the theater in forever.
The theater over here has kettle corn.
I've never been to a theater.
What do you mean you've never been?
I've never been to Tinseltown Theater, ever.
Oh, okay. Cinemark, the other one, has kettle corn.
I've been to one theater.
All you have to do is ask. They literally have another machine of kettle corn.
Literally the one theater I've ever been to, I don't remember what movie I watched in this town. It was that new one up on the north side of town.
Yeah. By the mall?
The brand new one by the church, by Wolf Creek Lodge or whatever.
Okay. I thought...
What's that road fucking called?
I have no clue. But I thought there was a new one by the mall that was like, it was the D Theater. It was like a big giant D. I know.
I want to say Enterprise, Interquest.
Yep,
by InterQuest. I'm like, I know it's close. Yeah, InterQuest Theater up there.
All I'm saying is ask for kettle corn. They have kettle corn. Movie theater kettle corn is delish. You've never thought of asking? You never thought of asking for kettle corn?
I don't go to theaters. I'm not going to fucking spend $10 to, you know, then have to spend $10 on a woman. And then, you know, she's like, I want popcorn. I want this. And then, like, by the time you're fucking done, it's like $100 to watch a fucking movie and not get a blowjob in the middle of it because it's too fucking crowded.
Shit, every John Wick that's came out, me and Derek has gone on a bro date to go see it.
Never seen any of the John Wick movies in theaters. Like, the movie I saw before this, I don't remember because that's back when I smoked weed and I fell asleep during a $5 movie. I didn't.
You're saying you haven't been in the movie theaters in that long?
That long, yeah.
That's wild to me.
Like, why would I go fucking see a movie? Literally, I have, like, pretty big screens here.
That's fair.
I mean, I have a VR headset. I have four VR headsets.
Really have four?
Four VR headsets. Yeah, there's a VR headset right there. You can see it.
Okay.
There's a VR headset right there behind the computer.
Oh, I need to tell Derek that I lied. I said you had two.
I technically have five, but one of them is, like, kind of like a shitty one.
Fair.
And that is in that black box there.
But yeah, because they're Derek and Blair were talking about, like, switching to VR. I was like, yeah, Alex has, like, two VR headsets. He says I can use it whatever I want. I don't even
I have play. Two primary, but I have the PSVR, the, you know, Index, the Oculus Quest, the fucking Galaxy fucking VR, and then, like, just the basic, you know, strap your phone in here and look at porn, you know, one. So I don't really count that as a VR headset now.
But, so, back to what you first were talking about. Blacks commit crimes on blacks, da-da-da-da-da, right? Statistically, you commit, like, the same race commits the crimes on the same race, statistically.
And, like, I mean, you know, nowadays, thank God, now that's no longer Emmett Till days.
There are still some issues on that, but still, like, I mean, those are still considered, like, even though those were really bad, and, like, obviously I'm acknowledging, like, yeah, lynching is really bad, is, like, minimizing it really, like, terribly. But, like, even then, still, people commit crimes against their same race typically because they live in that around the same race. So that's why crimes are committed in the same race. But he was all like, well, because there's more white people in America, it's more people. If you commit a crime against a random person, you're more likely to commit a crime against a white person.
So, I have something. So, you know those videos of where you'll see, like, one race, like, beating up another. Like, you know, five black guys, you know, jumping, like, one white guy.
Yeah.
Because, and you don't see the beginning of the video where he, like, called them all the N-word. And it's like, yeah, no, you fucking deserve that fucking beating, but, you know, they edit the video down to where it's like, boom, here you go. Look at this. Do you think, like, either they should, you know, stop producing those videos or stop, you know, making them legal to be viewed? Or, you know, if you're going to release a video, you have to release the entire fucking video.
Are you talking about civilians or?
Yeah, civilians and cops. Government. Yeah, the entire fucking
thing. Well, no. Because, okay. Government, you should be required to release the whole video. I feel you absolutely should. I feel that government should be releasing whole videos unedited with maturity warnings or something like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, on the news, like, I'd say, yeah, go ahead and censor out, you know, the violence because your children could be watching.
Right.
And you don't want them to be exposed to fucking crazy violence because I've seen crazy violent fucking videos.
Right.
I'm like, oh, shit. You know, like, I watched a video of this, you know, Indian dude making a helicopter. I'm like, oh, that's cool, until it fucking goes so wrong and, like, fucking, like, the helicopter blade, like, catches and fucking cuts his head.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, no, that guy had so much promise.
So, like, controversial take, I feel the government should have to release the whole video. But I think forcing civilians to release the whole video is like just you don't have you shouldn't force them to release the whole video because sometimes
okay then make it to where they cannot release it at all.
Sometimes you don't have the whole video. Sometimes like you a lot of times
I feel like if you're gonna release a video like that where you see like you know rednecks you know killing other rednecks or whatever. You know, like the murder videos, like, you know, of course, there's millions of them.
Yeah.
Or like death videos, like, should those be, you know, legal?
No. But, like, this is where, like, controversial takes and stuff happen. So, like, I think that, because you can't, when you say release the whole video, right? Some people start recording when, like, something exciting goes down, not just, like, the beginning part.
I mean, the, you know they should have to explain what happened to start this whole thing.
Yeah, but
like I saw a video the other day, great fucking video. At a Taco Bell, this one dude stands up, you know, and then just starts charging towards a Taco Bell employee. The Taco Bell employee just goes, whoop, flips him over and slams him on the ground. Hilarious. Great shit. Knocks him out fucking cold. He's bleeding from the face. It's bad. He's like on a Taco Bell ground. I'm like, ew, gross. You know, and like his friend comes up to try and start the same shit, but he's like, you want some too? There's more ground. And he's like, never mind. He's like, dude, what the fuck? And he like goes like to attend to his friend. And it's like, yeah, like that's a clear case of fuck around, find out. You understand what happened. You know, this fucking dude, you know, and it was just two white guys. So there's nothing racial about the fucking video, but just like boom and just slams them on the fucking ground. But sometimes you can find like the longer version of the video and people will cut down the video just to get to like this one little part where, you know, something racial happens.
Right. And I understand what you're talking about with the issue of cutting down. Cause have you seen what Tucker Carlson is doing to, the Jan 6?
No, but, like, honestly, like, if you get, like, one part of the story of Jan 6, you know, you're like, oh, no, a bunch of people murdered, like, a fucking guard at the fucking Capitol building. Like, that can be a story. You know, a bunch of people murder a guy at the Capitol building. And you don't get the whole fucking story about how America has been repressed for so fucking long that, you know, now we're fucking, you know, rising up and saying, you
are you defending Jan 6?
100%.
No. No. No.
And they're like, these terrible terrorists with Viking horns coming in and taking all our stuff.
Man, if you replace all Jan 6 people, with black people, there will not be that much defense of that. They would be like, there were looters, there were rioters. Do the exact same thing. Exact same thing.
Honestly, when I see, okay, no. I'm you're going to hear a hot take out of me right now. When I see the rioters and looters go into a fucking, you know, a corporate store, break the fucking window, and start stealing a whole bunch of shit and just fucking looting the place, good. I'm glad you did that. You know, fucking make your money. Fuck yes. I hope you do not get caught. I hope nothing bad happens. I hope you are able to sell everything, like get all them sneakers and fucking get the fuck on out of there, make a few $1,000 and get ahead in life. And then do whatever the fuck you want with that money. I don't think you should have to, you know, do something responsible. I think you should be able to get like a flat screen TV and get some big booty bitches in your place and, you know, be like, hell yeah.
So one, that is a hot take from you that I wouldn't have expected.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I've always agreed anyways. But so,
because there's people that are like, are you know, how dare these people come in and steal shit that's not theirs? I'm like, no, let them have it. You know, like mom and pop stores that don't really have insurance. You know, like so, the LA riots.
Yeah.
You know, like there's like Koreans that were defending their fucking stores with guns, and they're like, well, you're going to go to jail now. And then their fucking store just gets entirely looted, and they lose everything.
There was tension between the black community and Korean community at those times.
Yes. I mean, like, if you're unfamiliar with LA riots, just go back and watch a couple videos. There's tons. And yeah, it is a fucking brutal time.
But the LA riots didn't happen because of the tension between blacks and Koreans.
Yeah.
That was like an undertone that most people didn't realize during the LA riots.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing with Stop Asian Hate. It's like, people don't hate Asians.
Are you being serious?
Who hates Asians? They have the best food, the best cars, the best video game consoles.
Bro, there's so much.
Have you gotten hate for being Asian?
Yes.
Who? Point them out. I have a gun right here.
I just can't point them out. I can't. I don't know where the rando is. I don't know what the fuck am I ever going to see him get. Like, that guy right there. But are you serious that, like, you don't believe that there's Asian hate?
What, did he call you an aggro? It's like an Asian and...
a gook? Which is even the wrong term because I'm not Vietnamese?
Yeah, I'm like, that's Vietnamese, dude. Like, yo, get your slurs right if you're going to use the slurs at all. Like, you should just, you know, turn around and just call him the N-word straight to his face and be like, you dumb, you know.
No, I corrected him and then he called me the N-word. So.
Well, maybe the bus isn't the best place for you.
It wasn't on the bus.
Yeah, it was like the bus driver himself.
This was.
It's like, do you have any money? I'm like. Jesus, like somebody is on the bus filming. I'm like, okay, and clip. That guy's getting fired. And then somebody else, like, you know, takes a video of you beating the bus driver's ass and be like, that guy's getting arrested.
So are you really defending Jan 6?
To a point, yes.
To a point.
Yes.
So do you believe the election was stolen?
I believe that there was no election to begin with. I believe there hasn't been elections in forever. I think that it's all just fucking rigged because it is the Electoral College. Look it up, you dumb fucking idiots.
The Electoral College gave your government Emperor Trump. So
the Electoral College, you know, gets all these votes and they're like, you know, your state really likes, you know, Hillary. And it's like, that's a weird way to spell Trump. Boom.
Yes, the Electoral College is they literally stole their presidential race from Al Gore, when Al Gore and George Bush.
I liked Al Gore's name, and I think he had something to do with, you know, the weather or something like that. I don't know. I love how you're like, it's climate change.
It's not even that. I just know that you know what he's fucking know for, you asshole. That's why I just stare at you, deadpan.
Like, he was a big proponent in that, and he should have been the president of the United States back when you were like 9.
He should have been.
Yeah, I didn't care. I just
the whole world would have been different right now.
Or maybe not.
Oh, dude, for sure it would have been different. Though I don't know if we would have got Obama because of Gore. Just being real. Because after Bush, everyone was like, yeah, we need someone else.
Yeah, because he was a fucking dumb Texan redneck.
Yep.
But I still loved him.
What?
Because he was a dumb Texan. Like that, like, all I want from my president is to be entertaining. I don't care what you do. It's so easy to just, like, get the fuck out of this country. All you have to do is take a gun and go, boop, and you're gone. Or you can just, like, during the winter, just walk to Russia.
Walk to Russia.
Yes, you can walk to Russia.
You can't walk to Russia.
Yes, you can walk to Russia.
You can't walk to Russia.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. It might be possible to walk to Russia between Alaska and Russia when it freezes, but it's not safe to walk to Russia.
No, it's very safe.
It's not very
safe. In fact, like, you get arrested when you, like, go into Russia, yes.
It's not very safe.
Can you walk to Russia during the winter? Two islands are separated from about 2.5 miles of water. However, frozen winter months provide a solid ice that is possible to walk the distance. While today, extensive permitting will be necessary to travel past the international border, in years past, people have sometimes made the crossing by foot. Ba-bam!
I hate you so much. I'm right. You're technically right, like I stated in the fucking very beginning. But you can't just walk to fucking Russia. First of all,
one does not simply walk into Russia.
I hate you so much. If I had to do this every day or commit seppuku, I'm looking for someone to finish and chop off my head.
Seppuku is not your head.
Yeah, it is.
It's down over.
And then somebody chops your head off.
I'm sure, like, the raiders do, but it's just an honorable death. It's like, that's how you kill yourself.
No, you have to have another person finish it.
No, that kills you, like, immediately.
No, no. Look up.
I'll look it up right now. Seppuku. Often called harakiri in West, seppuku is a form of ritual suicide that originated with Japanese ancient samurai warrior class. The grisly act typically involved stabbing oneself in the belly with a short sword, slicing open the stomach, and then turning the blade upwards to ensure a fatal wound. Nothing about chopping off the head from the History Channel. History.com. Here, you can even read the entire fucking thing if you want. Some practitioners of seppuku allowed themselves to die slowly, but then they enlisted the help of a second who would lop off their head with a katana as soon as they made the initial cut.
There we go.
But honorably, if you wanted to die honorably, you'd die slow.
With... How do I explain this?
I would if they enlisted me, I would be such a dickhead. I'd just, like, come, like, grab their penis and make boop. There we go!
With chopping your head off, it is for honor as well. Because when your castle was getting invaded and people were...
What about the last guy that doesn't have someone to lop off his head?
Oh, that sucks for him.
Honorable death.
No, that sucks
the
for him.
The most honor.
No, that totally sucks for him.
Or you die in fucking battle like a badass. Like the last fucking samurai with Tom Cruise.
Really?
Have you ever seen that movie?
I have seen that movie.
Do you remember how, like, it ended?
It's a very whitewashed movie. That is not very true.
Yeah, because Tom Cruise is not in Japan. Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ, I know that. It was some other white guy.
It was some other white guy, but all that did not happen the way it did and all that fun stuff.
It's like, like, hey, look, they have swords. They're going to come fucking ninja us to death. And it's like, oh, too bad we have the machine gun. And they're like, what is that? Sorcery. We're finished. Seppuku's. Like, have you ever seen the Wolverine?
You're using the Wolverine for facts.
I'm using, yes, a movie from Hollywood. Someone said Halloween. Movie from Halloween. Yeah. Facts.
No.
They, like, and go boop, boop.
I know, and then you need someone to chop off your head.
You're Korean. You wouldn't know nothing about the Japanese.
We were fucking invaded by the Japanese.
I mean, not you. You were born in Germany. You fuck.
the Koreans were invaded by the Japanese. And then when China finished their, like, civil war, the China sent their people down to help the Koreans to fend off the Japanese.
Yeah, I mean, then they, like, took a step into, like, North Korea, and they're like, oof. Yeah, us invading would be a step up for these people. We'll just stay out.
No, because all the Koreas were one. There was no North Korea.
Oh, then that was a long time ago.
Yeah. North Korea happened, like, after one of those wars. But it wasn't, like, after the U.S. was a world power. But I'm talking about, like, this is way before.
Yeah. No, like, I see the Trail of Tears. I'm like, oh, that sucks for those people. It wasn't me. I'm Native American.
I know who you are. You don't have...
I don't have any sympathy for them, no. They should have fucking made more arrows or something. I don't know.
What you're saying right now is like Kanye saying slavery was a choice.
I mean, do you know the story of St. Patrick?
No.
Okay, so St. Patrick got kidnapped from, like, England or something at 16 years old and was taken to Ireland to be a slave. Escaped from Ireland to, you know, go back, and he brought, like, Catholicism or some dumb fucking bullshit back to Ireland and is like, hey, here's the Trinity, here's Jesus, here's, you know, fucking, you know, something other than drinking fucking alcohol all day. And doing Irish jigs. And I don't know how...
Are you really breaking the Irish culture? Their whole fucking culture down to drinking and doing Irish jigs before the white Christian God came over to them.
Yeah, no, that was St. Patrick. And then he was like, ew, snakes. And it's like, yeah, like, knock like the one snake off the island. And it's like, he got rid of all the snake! It might have been Dale.
I hate America so much.
And then he's like sainted. Because he was at danger of being killed at any time by like a drunk Irish dude.
I hate how America is just a Christian nation.
And then over in Chicago for St. Patrick's Day, they dyed the river green.
I don't understand why we drink so much for St. Patrick's Day.
I went to a fucking comedy show.
Heard.
And then it just turns out, it's like, oh, it's just a bunch of my friends on the comedy show. Like, ah, yeah, I know all these guys.
I don't even know if I play video games for St. Patrick's Day. I know I did my midterm yesterday. That was rough.
Have you been, like, doing midterms, like, non-fucking stop? Because every time I talk to you,
I'm... I don't know if college fucking knows what a midterm is, but they're like, oh, you have 3 midterm tests, and then you have a final test. I'm like, so what the fuck's a midterm then? None of these are midterms. These are just fucking, what's it called? Unit tests is what these are. I hate y'all.
Just call them tests. Or like little tests.
Well, they have
like
other, testies. They have, like, I have to do other tests besides these bigger tests. These bigger tests are worth, like
the big test can be called, like, the dick.
These big tests are worth, like, 100 points of your actual grade.
That's why I don't go to college. I don't understand none of that bullshit.
It's so dumb. I don't understand it either. Where, like, in summer, I understand summer because summer was like, hey, you have 9 weeks, here's a midterm, and here's your final exam. Like, sweet, that's cool. But, like, this year I have taken so many stressful tests. I am over it.
Yeah, I just fucking jack off, and I'm like,
okay, one of my classes is intro to, or is hip hop dance, and the other class I'm doing is ceramics. I'm just doing those as my elective, so I have
this upcoming.
Well, one,
please let me know, like, the first guy that thinks that you can hip hop dance. I want to know if he's a black guy, a white guy, or an Asian guy. Because it's going to be one of them. They're going to think you can hip-hop dance. They're going to be like, yo, so Tron, you teach in the class? I know you're a teacher here. It's like, I don't know how to hip-hop dance.
What if I told you I did know how?
I know for a fact you don't know hip hop dance.
How do you know for a fact? Have you ever seen me dance?
I mean,
did you know I could ballroom dance?
I figured you.
How the fuck do you figure I could ballroom dance?
Because you used to be a server for fine dining.
So, being a server for fine dining has nothing to do with ballroom dancing.
I figure you don't know how to square dance.
I absolutely do not know how to square dance.
Yeah, because it's too fucking racist for you, but...
You're... Oh, damn. All right, well, I'll be real then. Yeah, you call me out on the hip-hop dance.
Yeah.
You call me out on all three dances. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I've known you for almost a decade, yeah, I start to pick up. I'm like, this motherfucker no hip-hop dances. You know, he ain't gonna fucking serve nobody. You've been served. Oh, shit.
But if I was part of the stomp crew.
You were not. Yeah. Like, if anything, you can be like in High School Musical and be like one of the background dancers that are like, woo doo 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 doo.
None of my high schools offered stomp. They were too white.
Yeah. Texas and California and Germany.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Germany wasn't in high school. But Texas, California.
You said none of your schools.
Yeah.
You didn't say high school.
I did say high school.
You said none of my schools.
Man, we have this recorded, bitch.
We do, yeah.
I want you, when you do the editing, to say who's right or wrong.
Okay.
Look, you even know the time.
31, 30. Okay.
31.
I will go back and...
add in who's right and who's wrong. I'm right.
I'll even take a picture of it right now. Just a big boom.
I'm right.
None of my high schools offered stomp. They were too white.
And if you said schools, I want you to record your apology right now. Just be like, I'm sorry.
We'll record the apology after it's over so you don't just have a free apology, you bitch. I see where the setup is. Might be the stoner of us, but not that stoner. I'd have to fall for that.
All right. So by this
Mexican pizza.
No, man. Okay. Anytime I've ever gone to a Taco Bell, I figure like this is how they make the Mexican pizza. They have like a fucking big old weird tortilla thing, and then they put it down, put all the dumb bullshit they put on it, and then, you know, put the second tortilla, and then put like the tomatoes and sour cream or whatever the fuck they put on the top.
No, it's even worse.
And then let me finish. And they close the box, and then they punch the box as hard as they fucking can, so that the top of the box is just smashing into it, and it's just like a bunch of fucking crackers, and just a fucking nightmare. And then hopefully it breaks into four equal slices, you know. It normally doesn't, and I'm just fucking stuck with like a fucking drippy, like nacho disgusting mess. And I'm like, oh cool, I'm gonna get my hands dirty and have diarrhea. Great.
First, people are assholes and they put the Mexican pizza on the bottom of the thing, and they shouldn't. It's dumb. Should be in its own bag or on top of everything. That's where everything goes wrong. And you're talking about the punchy.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten a Mexican pizza? Like, if you have a Mexican pizza and you crack open the lid and there's nothing on the fucking lid, like no sour cream, no dumb bullshit shoved up in there, and you don't, like your dog doesn't want to lick the lid of your fucking Mexican pizza box, just send that to me.
Yeah.
I want to know that it's possible.
It is possible.
It's
I
like,
used to work at Taco Bell. I know it's possible.
I know it's not.
No.
That's why I want someone, like a customer, to send this shit to me.
Do people care?
Alex the Truck on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Just send me a picture. Just make, oh.
Now, I will be honest. You are more likely to get your nice Mexican pizza before 4 o'clock. Because after, you have... So, first of all... They put all the good people on the day.
I get my Mexican pizza at noon. And it fucking offends me when I walk into the building and they're like, hi, Alex. I'm like, motherfucker, act like it's my first time here. I don't want fucking people to think that I'm some fatty that eats Taco Bell all the time. It's like, well, you are, aren't you? It's like, yes, but I don't want people knowing that. I don't want this old lady with Alzheimer's to remember my fucking name. I don't want her to be like in the hospital, be like, who are you? Where's Alex from Taco Bell?
I'll take it. I don't like sour cream. sour cream's gross and Taco Bell's sour cream's gross?
Dude, Taco Bell is gross. Okay? You know, hot take. But it's filling for $20. It like fills you up so much that it like just it, like blends into your stomach and just shoots at your butt as like a fucking, you know, Taco Bell enema essentially. And it's like boop, and then you're fucking clear for like the next week. You like fucking knock out childhood memories with some fucking Taco Bell shits.
Taco Bell used to be cheap.
It still is, if you know how to get it cheap.
It is still cheap.
Yeah, I mean,
do you remember when there were dollar menus at all restaurants?
Yeah, there's still dollar menus at my Taco Bell.
I don't. Is there?
Yes.
Fair. I remember.
I get like little burritos and shit, and like little fucking like ranch and like chicken burrito things, like grilled. You can be a fucking nightmare for fucking people working at Taco Bell and be like, hey, can you do this and do this to it?
That's
and
probably why it's punched.
I have never once. Never once. I am nice.
You're telling yourself.
I feel like there's just like a punch button on it. Just like ruin this. Leave one side of the burrito open. Fucking get sauce everywhere. I want this guy to fucking, you know, feel like the other end of his burrito fall into his lap when he's driving. I want him to have like fucking put too much sour cream in there.
I think the worst thing about Taco Bell is when you get your taco, but all the toppings are everywhere except for on the taco.
That's why I don't get crunchy tacos at all from Taco Bell. Never will I ever get a, like, if like, yeah, that comes with a crunchy taco. I'm like, get rid of that crunchy taco bullshit. Just take it off the menu. You're fucking getting rid of my goddamn quesarito.
So Taco Bell or Del Taco?
Oh, Del Taco is horrible. Are you kidding me? Garbage. Even worse garbage. I don't know why they still exist. It's like we used to have a place out here called Taco Bueno. I called it Taco Blando because it was garbage. Like, they gave away shit for free. They literally put coupons in my mailbox. Like, no purchase necessary. Come here for a free burrito. Free. No purchase necessary. Just come in, please. Try our food. I'm like, oh boy, I love free food. I come in there and I ate half of it and threw it the fuck away because it's garbage.
Taco Star?
Taco Star's okay because they have like a shitty microphone when you go up to order through the drive-thru. So I, like, you get up there and like, I'm like, what? I can't understand you, but I'll have a number one. And horchata. It's like, how much is that going to be? Okay. I'll see you at the window.
I feel like that's how Monica's Taco is over by where the Kmart used to be.
Any good Mexican place will have a shitty microphone. You just say the numbers you want, and hopefully you get the right fucking shit. Even if you don't, it's still good food. Just say fucking two random numbers and a horchata.
And no, yeah. I didn't know what a horchata was until I met you.
Horchatas are great. Yeah. I love just calling it horchata because it's like, it's not, it's horchata, but say it right, fucking gringo.
But back to my original question, because I'm inquisitive.
Yeah.
Do you believe, because that literally, if you take it numbers for numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the FBI stat sheet.
Oh, I totally forgot about that part.
The what's it called? Blacks do commit twice as much crimes if you take it just for numbers without any other context in there. No context of black whites are less likely.
I feel like, okay.
Non-whites are less or more likely to get
okay. Here's what it is. You know, everyone commits the same amount of crimes. It's just that blacks are, you know, caught and convicted more easily than whites. Because the whites are like, I don't want to fucking, you know, get my dad in trouble.
Yeah. No, that's how I feel. I feel, and I'm not saying, like, so I do believe there is white privilege, but I don't think it's as, like, crazy as, like, Republicans or leftists say that it is. But what I mean by white privilege is, like, so typically, if you're stopped, you're more likely to get a warning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's what I mean by that. Now, I have been very lucky, and I have gotten tons of warnings and not tickets where I should have gotten tickets.
Yeah, because so you have that Black Klansman voice.
Black Klansman voice. Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's the white guy that can do the, or the black guy that can do the white impression real good.
I think it's
like say I'd like to apply for a loan, sir.
No, I'm not entertaining this at all. So I think it's more that they just look at me and don't know what race to categorize me as. So they're just like, okay.
Yeah, they're like, sorry, sir. I just need to ask, how do I properly hate you?
Yeah.
Like, do I, like, the eyes are, like, kind of Asian? You know, the hair is kind of Samoan.
Yep, I say Pacific Islander when sometimes the cop's like, hey, I don't mean to offend or anything, but where are you from? Like, what's your ethnicity?
My favorite thing to do, and you can take this if you want, make it up. Make it up. Just be like, yeah, I'm from Ghana, Africa. It's like, yeah, no, 100% Russian. It's like, yeah, no, I'm Chinese.
Well, that's why I say Pacific Islander, because Pacific Islanders, typically, there's not anything racial about them.
Yeah, no, like, I'm Filipino, honestly, but...
No, I'm Black Korean. It just is what it is.
Yeah, no, just make shit up. Just be like, no, I'm 100% Caucasian. just a book. It's like, you're not. It's like, my mom was white, my dad was white. I don't know what to tell you. It's like, you weren't adopted, or, you know... It's like, no. Biological parents, both of them, 100%. You know, both from, like, Sweden. It's great. Swedish, actually.
Wow.
they're mad. They're like, yeah.
Also, random other racial thing I wanted to touch on before we end this.
Yeah.
So, I think when people talk about, like, well, what about, like... So, you know how every race has, like, I don't know, some, what do you call them, stereotypes?
Yeah, Asians are either the worst drivers or the best drivers.
I think with white people in food and white people in, like, certain stereotypes, it's harder to bring down just because the word white people has been muddled for so long. Like, it keeps evolving. Like, for the longest time, back when America started, right? And we had, like, Benjamin Franklin and all them, they wouldn't consider Germans white. And now, obviously, we consider Germans white. They didn't consider...
I mean, the Germans definitely consider themselves white.
Right, I know.
Like, we're so right.
But America didn't consider them white.
I mean, I don't consider Italians white.
And then, like, I know you might not, but, like, as white culture, America considers Italians white.
No, I consider you white if you are poor, own a gun, and drink cheap beer. That's it.
What about Warren Buffett?
He's not poor.
I know. So he's not white?
No.
What is he?
He's rich.
Okay. I mean, I can't argue that.
But, you know, you have to be poor, own a gun, and drink cheap beer. But I'm fucking white. Own a gun. Poor, drink cheap beer. I'm a white man.
I don't know if you drink cheap beer as you have Bacardi bottles and, like, Crowns and stuff.
Okay. That's not beer, but...
I know. But I don't, like, remember last time you drank beer.
You don't drink beer at all.
No.
So, you're not white. Sorry. I mean, and you don't own a gun. So, but you are poor.
I own a crossbow.
You own a crossbow?
I don't own a crossbow.
I used to own a crossbow.
I just wanted to see your reaction.
But, like, okay, so, like, I had a friend. I call him Ziploc because he pissed in a Ziploc bag and it busted on its leg. And because, you know, he needed to get a piss test done and he failed it. But, like, I had a crossbow in North Dakota. And he's like, whoa, that's cool. Like, the type of dude that bums cigarettes all the time. And just a fucking general fuck up. He's like, can I see that? And, you know, he takes my crossbow, goes out my back fucking door. We live in an apartment. And just shoots it out. It's like, boop. I'm like, you motherfucker. I don't know how far this goes. You might have just killed somebody. Like, in my head, this, like, went through, like, a baby's head. I'm just like, oh, and, like, the mother's like, ah, what the fuck happened?
Did you ever look or
No, I never looked. I just left it. So, someone somewhere found a crossbow bolt in the middle of a field, hopefully. Or, you know, some mother pulled it out of her baby's face. Like,
what if it's stuck into a house randomly? Just... Like, so I,
it was North Dakota. It might have, like, just traveled around the world. I don't even know.
That would be so funny to just, like, come out one day and be like, what the fuck is this? Especially if it hit right next to a door, right?
Like, it could have just gone into space. It could have just been boop. And then, like, some dude's, like, on the International Space Station, but, like, sir, we're just finishing up. What the fuck is a crossbow bolt? And he, like, goes and is like, oh, no, a national tragedy. One of our, you know, astronauts has been killed by a crossbow bolt traveling at, like, 10,000 miles an hour. I'm like, oh. I'd call him up and be like, yo, Ziploc, like, your fucking crossbow bolt, remember that shit from, like, way back when? So, yeah, I landed in the field. It's like, I just killed the fucking dude. Like, 10 years later, it's crazy, dude. It's like, whoa, that is crazy. Click.
All right, but I got to go.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. Sorry, short episode, whatever. Tron has fucking jacking off to do or something. Yep. He has to, like, go see a cute girl at the magic place.
Nope, but I am going to go play some magic.
He's going to go get some pussy tonight.
Nope.
Tonight.
Nope.
I'm so proud of you.
Nope.
So proud. Like, fucking do loud fucking, like, slap her ass.
God. Anyway.
Like, have you ever seen, like, a black woman playing magic?
In Casey?
Yeah, that's because that's where they live, but...
I don't think all black women just live in Casey. What the fuck?
I mean, okay, that's my stereotype. Most of them, though. Some of them live in San Fran and just have major attitudes. But follow me, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, Alex the Truck. I'm there everywhere. And if you're in Durango, Colorado, on Monday nights is comedy over at the Starlight Lounge. And Wednesdays is karaoke with Jason Bamalamaforth. Come on down. Have a good time at Starlight Lounge. She usually starts everything at 8 o'clock. It's a great fucking time. Great friends, great drinks, great bartenders, tip well. And we'll see you all next week.
Wait, what? One last other thing. COD Island, if you play Resurgence, definitely try to use the car. It is not dead. That shit is hilarious. If you, like, you roll up with four people, like, you're driving, so all three of you, the other three people are shooting out the car with shotguns. Oh, man, it's so fun.
Yeah, no, like, my favorite thing to do when I'm in the car is just drive off the edge and, like, just jump out and then shoot the car with a rocket launcher so they all die.
No. Terrible.
Like, if I'm in a helicopter and someone is giving me attitude, like, I'll, like, fly towards a building and just jump out last second so they die.
A video of me, Derek, and Jeff driving around, and we murder, like, we team wipe three teams with a car and shotguns on the island.
Yeah, I mean, I'm normally getting, like, first places all the time without that fucking dumb bullshit. Like, I stand behind a door, you know, holding a door. Just a door with a door holding another door.
But that's it.
All right. Peace.
Peace.